of health.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Eve and Ruby with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Gout Gout breaks the 400-metre record in his final GPS championships for Ipswich Grammar School. Gout Gout broke his own meet record for the 400 metres in 46.14 seconds, then brought his school to victory in the 4x100-metre relay. Gout Gout farewelled his junior career, saying, "It definitely feels sad, but I'm definitely grateful. I just can't wait to go on that next journey. For me, it's the world stage." In other local news, a cranky crow forces visitors to Noosa's Hastings Street to duck for cover. Noosa Council is warning visitors to take precautions to avoid being attacked by a swooping crow. The crow targets dog walkers in particular. "It is aggressive and pretty scary. It just chases you," Linda Harvey said. Miss Harvey, who has lived in Noosa for 23 years, endured her first aerial attack last spring. She thought it was a once-off until it struck again this year. A few waders came out and sprayed it with water until it flew away. Christina from BirdLife Australia said the bird is most likely had a bad experience with a dog. In national news, a message in a bottle written by a World War I soldier more than a century ago has been discovered on a remote Western Australian beach. Deborah Brown said her daughter Felicity found the bottle during one of their family's regular beach cleanups, and it was likely exposed after erosion from winter storms. The handwritten message in pencil was signed August 15, 1916, and was addressed to his mother in Wilcawat, South Australia. In the message, Private Malcolm said the troop ship Ballarat is heaving and bawling, but we are happy as Larry. Your loving son, Malcolm. Private Malcolm was killed in action in France in 1917, aged 28.
In other national news, a 14-year-old boy is recovering in stable condition after being bitten by a crocodile in far north Queensland. A Queensland Ambulance Service spokesperson says the teenager had wounds to his leg and abdomen and was treated at the scene before being flown by helicopter to Cairns Hospital. At least 4 crocodile sightings have been reported in the Cape Tribulation area this past month, including one on Wednesday, which remains under investigation. QPWS is asking the public to record crocodile sightings to the department. And in international news, former US Vice President Kamala Harris has hinted that she may run for the White House again. Harris is in the UK promoting her book called 107 Days, which documents her experiences campaigning in the 2024 presidential election. Ms. Harris said she wrote in her book that she was not done. "That is correct. I'm not done. I have lived my entire career a life of service, and it's in my bones, and there are many ways to serve," Ms. Harris said. She said she would possibly be president one day, but if not, she expresses confidence that America will see a woman in the Oval Office in the future. And for your weather today, Brisbane is getting extremely warm. It's currently 35 degrees with an expected maximum of 37. The fire danger is extreme and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.